Namanda, what's in 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 Namanda. Today we are observing our Mochitsuki, and we're thinking about the meaning of the idea of life and what a precious gift it is to receive lives. And so I'd like to begin my talk today by reading a passage from the writings of Shindan Shonin that expresses his appreciation of the wonderful gift of life.
テーマでご法話をしたいと思いまして、そこで親鸞聖人に対しての命という感謝についてのご問をいただきたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
Considering then this human existence, hard is it to obtain. It is like the blossoming of the Udambara.A flower that is rare and auspicious, blossoming very rarely, yet always bearing fruit. Truly, we have come now to hear the Pure Land teaching, so rare to encounter. Truly, we have encountered the opening of the Dharma gate of the Nembutsu.
今人として生まれたことを考えるとそれは実に得難いことであるこのことは例えばウダンバラの珍しい花が咲いた初めて咲くようなものである今まさに聞き難い浄土の教えを聞く縁に会うことができた今まさに念仏の教えが時開ける時に会うことができたとなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつ
Good morning, everyone.
みな
さんおはようございます。It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. Are you ready to pound some mochi in a little while? みなさん、もちをつく用意はできますか? I see some of you, many of you generally wear suits to temple and a nice tie, but I see you're wearing sweatshirts and your grubby clothes, so I see you're ready to work later.
まあ、みなさんはいつもスーツの制服で来るんですけど、今日はちょっと汚れてもいいような服で本当に嬉しいことですね。
So today we are, in a sense, concluding a process that began almost a year ago. We're pounding the rice that was grown here at the temple.And that all of you were able to watch very closely the process of this rice growing up, right? Do you remember those little tiny seeds that you saw about last January? Those little seeds that Mr. Shimoide had been soaking? And so last year in January 20th, Mr. Shimoide took some seed rice and he put it in the water and started soaking it. And then gradually a little tiny green leaf started to pop out.And if you go out inside, outside in the parking lot where we'll be doing mochi ski later, you can see a few of those little seeds in a tray. Has anyone ever seen that little tiny rice seed with a little, yeah, you've seen one, Moana? And Mia, a little tiny green sprout coming out? Okay, so that's the start of the rice plant. So that happened in January this year, almost a year ago. And then in March, we planted those seedlings in a little tiny cup of soil about this big.And, you know, had it so it was in the soil, we gave it some water, and then gradually it got bigger and bigger. Then the third Sunday of April, does anyone remember back last year to the third Sunday of April? What happens in April here at the temple? Do you remember? Rain? It's perhaps, I actually wasn't here last April, but I believe you. Doesn't rain in Oxnard, but I think probably it rains here. And also we have Hanamatsuri, right? We have Hanamatsuri, so around Hanamatsuri time, about a few weeks after Hanamatsuri, we planted those seeds in the big buckets, right? We planted the seeds in the big buckets, and then gradually...Those seeds grew and grew and got bigger and bigger. And then there are lots of branches coming out. And if you go out into the area that I just mentioned, out by the parking lot, we have some examples of those buckets that are full of rice. And so from one little seed, we have many, many stalks of rice growing up, right? And so last year in June, those rice flowers bloomed. Those flowers bloomed, right? Did anybody get to see those flowers, rice flowers blooming in June? Yeah, you saw them? Okay. And those flowers are very, very delicate. They're very delicate. And they only bloom. Does anyone have any idea how long they bloom for? How long they bloom for? Do you have an idea? About very close. It's about 2 hours that they bloom for. So see these flowers we have up here on the Onaijin? These have been here since yesterday, and they're still blooming, right? So they're just blooming and blooming for a very long time. Maybe if we take good care of them, they might keep blooming for a week or more. But those rice flowers, they only bloom for 2 hours. And if you touch it just a little bit, you say, oh, what a pretty flower, I think I'll touch it. It then closes up, and then no rice will grow. So you have to be very careful and treat those flowers very delicately. And they bloom in June, then they close up. And if all the conditions are right, then in September, by September, how do they look? Has anyone seen a rice plant that's all grown up? Yeah, do you know how it looks, Mia?
They're little grains of rice at the stems.
Right.
They
start falling off. And what does it look like? Is it standing up straight?
No, it's kind of bent.
It's kind of bent over, right? Right? So when a rice plant is full, because it's got those seeds of rice inside, so it gets heavy and it bends over, right? And that's when you know it's ready to be picked, right? And so in around Ohigan time in September, yeah? That's right, just like that. Around Ohigan time in September, then we can pick those. So it's about 9 months. It's about 9 months from when it starts growing until it's ready. It's ready. So can you think of something else that takes about 9 months from when it starts until it's ready to come out? Yeah, do you have an idea? Yeah? Babies, right? Human babies? So they take, so it's a life. This rice that we're eating has a life, just like a human being. It has a life. And we get to receive that life when we eat the rice. まあ、お米というのは、まあ、9ヶ月の過程で、去年、サンマテオだったら9ヶ月はかかるんですね。去年の1月に、まず、その、米の一粒を水に入れて、そして、まあ、3月になったら、ちょっと芽が出て、土に入れて、そして4月にまた田植えができて、そして、まあ、6月に花が咲いて、たった2時間しか、咲かない花ですけど、花が咲いて、そしてまあ、お彼岸の時 9月にまた実になって稲刈りができるような過程は今年みんなで経験しましたね。 And so, this rice that was cooking at this very moment, that rice that grew here at the temple is cooking and being prepared for our mochi tsuki that we're going to do this morning.そしてここで育った米が今ちょうど今そこで炊いてまして、そして後ほどにその米をついて餅つくりをします。 So this rice is very interesting. It's a very interesting plant. So has everyone seen a grain of rice before, right? Right? I'll just show you an example. So here is one grain of rice. Can you see it?No, maybe these people right in the front row can see it, but everybody in the back, you can't see it, right? Right? So from this one grain of rice, then you get a big plant, and from that plant, you get all of this. This is about 1,000 grains of rice. So from one grain, you get this many. So one grain of rice has this many babies, has 1,000 babies.Okay? そして、まあ、米の一粒は、だいたい千粒ができるようですね。And so, And that's under the best circumstances, maybe 1,000 or 1,800 grains. Here in San Mateo, we're not in a kind of traditional rice-growing climate like Japan, where it's a little bit warmer. And so we're only able to get about 800 grains per rice. And then so we have, but from one grain, we get these 800 little pieces. But if you think about the size of that plant, that rice plant, did anyone see those plants in the buckets? Yeah? So those buckets, those plants were pretty big, right? They were about maybe 2.5, up to 3 feet tall, and maybe about as wide around as a basketball. So it's a pretty good sized plant, and yet we only have, from that whole big plant, we only have maybe 1 or 2 fingers worth of rice grain that comes out of that plant. So rice is a very, it's a very difficult and we say labor intensive, or it takes a lot of work to grow rice, right? まあ、あの、米はあんなに大きい、あの、米の、あの、まあ、植物が できるんですけど、まあ、大体、あの、まあ、80センチの高さ、そして、あの、まあ、横幅で、まあ、多分、まあ、20、30センチぐらいのもので、あの、まあ、たった、まあ、多分、30ミリぐらいの、あの、米ができるということは、あの、本当にたくさんの苦労が入って、米を食べられていますね。
And so after we clean and polish the rice, so we don't just eat it right as it comes off the plant, but we have to clean it up. Anybody who was here last week maybe took part in the cleaning of that rice using those traditional rice cleaning tools. It took a really long time and it was a lot of hard work, right? And so we have to do all that. And in the end, the amount of rice that we eat is about 60% of each grain after we polish it up and we get the nice, beautiful white rice that we can pound into mochi or enjoy with our dinner.
して、あの、まあ、精米をしたら、きれいにしたら、まあ、大体その一粒の、まあ、6割ぐらいしか食べられないんですね。
And so to grow one grain of rice, how much water do you think it takes to grow one grain?
あの、一粒を作るときには、どれぐらいの水がいるんですか? Do you know? Yeah?
A trash can
full? Okay, so for each grain of rice, it takes 1,000 grains worth of water to grow. So if you want to grow 1 kilogram of dry rice, you need a ton of water, all right, to grow that rice. So it takes a lot of water. So there's a lot of things that go into that rice, and sunlight and soil and all these things. And we only get one chance because it takes 9 months to grow, right? So say in March or August, you forget to water it for 1 week. And we have an example outside of a plant that didn't get watered for 1 week. How do you think it looks?
まあ、1週間を水をかけるのを忘れた日があって、
It's all shriveled up, right? And so you have to wait until January of the next year then. You can't do it, oh, we'll start again next week. Because it's based on the seasons, and so it takes almost a whole year. So you only get one chance each year to plant rice and to grow it.
で年に1回しかあのあ、まあ、田植えをできて米ができるので1回失敗したらまた来年まで待たないといけないことですね。
So when I think about this, this whole process of growing rice, I think it's very similar to our lives, isn't it?
こういうあの米を作ることは私たちの人生にとっても似てるところがありますね。
So, in order for rice to be produced, a lot of things need to go just right, don't they? Everything has to proceed perfectly. And in order for us to have been born as human beings, all different kinds of circumstances had to go just right. When my parents met, they met at a bar. They met at a bar that neither of them ever went to. They just happened to go there one time. Both of them went to this bar just kind of on a lark. Neither one of them were regular customers, and they met there, and that was their one opportunity that they had to meet. All those circumstances that lined up just right, their friends agreed to go out with them, and they didn't have to work that night, and everything happened just perfectly so they could meet. And as a result of that meeting, I'm standing right here, okay? And so all those things had to go just right, and I'm sure all of you have a similar situation, something in your life that was a very rare circumstance had to go just right
in order for you to have been born and for you to be here right now. And that's why Shinran says to be born as a human is rare, like the blossoming of this Udambara flower. It's rare, like you think about that rice flower that only blossoms for 2 hours. And if everything doesn't go just right, then you don't get that rice stalk. And so that's what our lives are like. It's a rare circumstance that we're able to be born into human life. And just as in that rice, we have just one chance for the whole year for that rice to grow. In our lives, we have just this one life to really hear the Dharma. This is a rare circumstance that we have to be born into human life. So we need to think very carefully about how am I going to use this life that I have? How am I going to use this circumstance that I have? And one of the best things that we can do is to hear the teachings of the Buddha, because that will help us to make the most of this life we have. まあ、人生というのは本当に珍しい、人間として生まれるのは珍しいご縁であるんですね。父はの両親は全然2人とも全然行かないバーで出会いがあって、そこでまあ一つの状況が間違ってたらそのバーにその日に行けなかったことがあったので、私がそのご縁がなかったら私はこの場で立つことはないですね。まあ、いろいろな意味で私たちの人生はそういうものですね。で、その貴重な珍しい機会はどういうふうに利用する、どういうふうに生きていけることは考えないといけないんですね。で、私にとってはその仏法を聞くというのはもう一つの大切なご縁ですね。 So by opening our ears and hearing the Dharma, we're able to make the most of this precious opportunity that we haveto live as human beings. And so we have all these different circumstances around us that are supporting us and have made it possible for us to be here today. And today we're going to enjoy pounding that rice and eating that rice. And let's also reflect upon how that is a life that we are receiving. And when we receive that life, our own life becomes more precious. We must think very carefully about how we want to live and what the direction of our life will be. For me, I find that true direction in the Nembutsu, the words Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. I endeavor to be guided by the Buddha to live with kindness and understanding for others. まあ、命をいただくというのは、まあ、人生を大事にしないといけないんですね。お米をいただくときは一つの命をいただいているので、その命は私の命をさらに貴重なものにさせるので、どういうふうにこの命を過ごすことを考えないといけない。私にとっては念仏、南無阿弥陀仏、無量の智慧と慈悲の仏様の帰依するという方向が人生の命を大切にする方法だと思います。まあ、念仏をいただくというのは、仏様の知恵と慈悲をいただいて、お互いに助け合いながら暮らすということでございます。So I hope you'll enjoy us in the pounding of the rice, but I also hope that you'll take this as an opportunity to reflect on your own life and the direction in which you're headed. まあ、一緒に餅つきを楽しみながら、自分の人生の方向をまた考えていただきたいと思います。This time I invite you to join me in 合唱。じゃあ合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏